Now, the Yom Tov of Shavuos in the Torah, it has different names. First, in Parashas Mishpatim, Perachov Gimel, in Pasik Tes Zayin, the Pasik says, V'chag HaKotzir Pikurei Masecha Shetizra Basode. So it calls this Yom Tov of Shavuos V'chag HaKotzir. It's the Yom Tov of cutting down the Tfua, the grain from the fields. Also, Bikurim Masechom, Rashi explains, there's the Zman of Avois Bikurim. This is the time we start to bring Bikurim. Like on Shavuos, we know there's a special Mincha that we bring the Shtei Halechem that comes in Atzeres, and the Shtei Halechem that was Matir the Chodesh to be brought for the Menachos. From now on, we can bring the new wheat for Menachos, and to start to bring Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. So this Chag HaKotzer means it's the beginning, is the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat for the Shtei Alechem and for the Inyan of Bikurim. Agav, this is one of the reasons why we lay Megillus Rus on Shavuos, because Megillus Rus was also the Bizman HaKtzir. It was a time of cutting down, harvesting. That's this Zman of Shavuos. Then in Parshas Kisiso, Perek Lamed Dalid, Posik Chav Beis, the Pasuk says, V'chag Shavuos Tasa L'cho. You should make a Chag of Shavuos, Bikurei Kitzir Chitim. Again, the Pasuk calls the beginning of cutting down the wheat, but here it calls V'chag Shavuos. In similar, in Parshas Re'ei, in Devarim Tes Zayin, in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says, V'yosisa Chag Shavuos La'ashem Elokecha. Also calls this Chag Shavuos. To Sant, here in Rei, the word Shavuos is with the Vav, it's a mole. And here in Kisisa, the word V'chag Shavuos is a Chaser, it does not have the Vav. But these two places, the Torah calls this Yom Tov Chag Shavuos. We'll explain why is it called Shavuos. Pashut Shavuos means weeks. Like we know, we have to count 7 weeks from Pesach until Shavuos, and then we make the Chag HaShavuos. So it's called Lashon of Shavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Then in Parshas Pinchas in Bamidbar, Perachov Ches, Pasachov Vov, it says, Uveyoim HaBikurim, Bahakrivchem Mincho Chadosh El Hashem, B'Shavu Aseichem. See here the Pasach calls Shavuos, Uveyoim HaBikurim, the day of bringing Bikurim, which is the Mincha Chadosha. That was the first time from the new crop, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. So this Yom Tov is also called Chag of Biyoim HaBikurim. And in Lashon Chazal, we call Shavuos Atzeres. It's called the Chag Atzeres. Even though the Psukim doesn't call it Atzeres, we know Atzeres goes on Shmini Atzeres after Sukkis. But in Chazal, we call Shavuos Lashon of Atzeres. Now, Atzeres means Lashon of holding back, meaning after we just had the Yom Tov of Pesach, all the Kedusha we received then, we don't want to just leave Hashem and leave the Kedusha, but Atzeres is Lashon of holding back, staying with it. We hold back, we hold it for another 49 days until the Chag HaShavuos. And really, by Sukkot, is also the same way. Shmini Atzeres, like Rashi brings down the Medrash, that at the end of Sukkot, it's hard, Koshalai Pridaschem, it's hard to leave the Yom Tov. So Hashem says, please stay with me one more day, hold yourself back, stay with me one more day. And really, the Medrash says, the Yalkut says, that really by Shmini Atzeres, also should have really been 50 days after Chag HaSukkot. Just then it would be in the time of the rain, so we did not want to push it off so much to let Klai Yisrael to go home in the rain. But really there isn't anything about Tzeres holding yourself back, staying with Gedusha a certain amount of time. Now in Parshas Emor, on the Pasuk of Atzeres Hi, Kom Lecha Savoy De Loisasu, this Pasuk Lamed Vov, when the Pasuk talks about Shmini Atzeres, that Shmini Atzeres, the Pasuk calls it Atzeres. So the Ramban over here explains that, like we just said from Rashi, it comes the end of Sukkot, it's hard to leave. So Hashem says, please wait one more day, stay with me one more day. The Ramban explains the same thing by Shavuos. That the Ramban says, therefore, Yikru Rabbeinu Zal, The Rabbonim means Chazal call b'chol mokum Chag HaShavuos Atzeres. In Chazal, we always call this Yontov of Shavuos with the Lashon of Atzeres. And explains, because first Hashem gave us the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag of Pesach, for 7 days. And it has Kedusha one day first and one day the last day, the seventh day, has Kedusha. And then Hashem gave us a long Chol HaMoed, the days of Svira that we count 49 days, Ramban says, that's like a Chol HaMoed in between one Yomtiv to another Yomtiv. And when it comes to the end of Chol HaMoed, which is the Chag HaShavuos, that's the Lashon of Atzeres. Like, please stay back, hold back with me one more Yom Tov to have another day totally with Hashem. Which this was the Yom Matan Torah, that Ramban says, Sheherim bo yes isha hagdoloi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us His great fire, His greatness, Udvorov shomu mitoichesh. We heard the words of Hashem through fire. So that's the Lashon of Atzeres. And to try and explain all these different names, what they have to do one and another, this Yom Tov of Chag HaShavuos, the Yom Tov of Chag HaBikurim, the Yom Tov of Chag HaKetzir, and the Sinyan of Atzeres. Now we know, we count Sviras Haimah, that the Pasuk says in Emor, that Darbro B'nai Yisrael V'yamatru Aleihem Ki Sivoi V'Eloretz Asher Ani Noisin Lachem Uktzartem Es Ketzira Va'Aveisem Es Oimer Reishes Ketzirchem Alakoin. That there's a mitzvah on the second day of Pesach to bring the Korban Oimer. The Korban Oimer is, that's the beginning, the first time we cut down the new barley and we brought a mincha from the barley. This is the first time the new barley was brought on the Mizbech. Again, the new wheat, that was first brought on Shavuos, the Shtei HaLechem, that was the first time wheat, the new wheat was brought on the Mizbeach. But on Yom HaOmer, on the second day of Pesach, that's when they brought the first time the new barley on the Mizbeach. And then the Pasuk says, after this mitzvah of Omer, it says, Usvartem lochem mimochros ha-shabz yom aviachem es Omer atunufo sheva shabosos tmimos tiyenu. We have the mitzvah of Svira to count now 7 complete weeks from the time that we brought the Omer until Al Mimarchos Hashabbos Hashviyas Tishvach Hamishim Yoyim V'ikravtem Mincha Chadosh Chadosh El Hashem. And then on the 50th day, which is the Chag HaShavuos, we bring a Mincha Chadosh. We bring another Mincha, and this is the Shtei HaLechem that's brought from the new wheat. This is the first time the new crop of wheat is brought on the Mizbech. Now, even though the Chinuch L'Moshul, the Rasitas HaRishonim that hold that the mitzvahs of Sfiras Oimo applies b'zman hazeh midiraisa, means even though we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, we do not have the Korban Oimer, still there's a mitzvah of Sfira. And the Chinuch explains that the Ikka mitzvah of Sfiras Oimo is to count from Pesach until the Chag HaShavuos, until the Chag of Matan of Kabbalah HaTorah. To show us if we're so happy, we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. So for the Cheshivas of the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's why we have a mitzvah now to count every single day to show how happy we are, like we're waiting, we can't wait until we come to the day of Chag HaShavuos. So really the Inyan of Sviras Haimah does not have to do with the Korban Omer. It's an Inyan of counting, of showing how we're waiting for the Kabbalah HaTorah. But still the Pasuk calls it The Pasuk still calls it, they were counting now 7 weeks from the time we brought the Omer. Mashma, the Omer does have to do with this Inyan of Sviras Omer. And the same thing, it's interesting, at the end of Sviras Omer, when we come to the 50th day of Shavuos, we said one Pasuk calls it Yom HaBikurim. This is the day we start to bring the Bikurim. Or else this is the day we bring the Mincha Chadosh Yom HaKetzir. This is the day we cut down the new wheat and we bring the new wheat on the Mizbech. It's also an Inyan of bringing something new to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Omer is bringing the first barley on the Mizbech for Mincha. And Shavuos is an Inyan of bringing the first wheat, the Shtei Lechem, for a Mincha on the Mizbech. And Bikurim for sure is like that. Bikurim is bringing the first crop, the first fruits that we have from the Shiva Saminim. There's a mitzvah to bring it and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is this Inyan? This is to show us that we realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one that's giving us everything. Because even the crops, the wheat, the barley that we have, we realize it comes from Hashem. We want to thank HaBakoros HaTov to Kodesh Baruch Hu, why He gave us this. That's the meaning of the Omer, to show that the beginning of the crop, the Chodesh, we appreciate Hashem gave it to us. Same thing on the B'yom HaBikurim, on the Chag HaShavuos, the Mincha Chadosh is to thank Hashem for the wheat. And the mitzvah of Bikurim is also thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for these Shiva Saminim that He gave us. Really, there's a Medrash on the first Pasuk in Chumash of Breishis Bor Lakim, that the Medrash says that Breishis goes on Bikurim. Bishvil Bikurim Shenikru Reishis Nivru Olam, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the whole world for this mitzvah Bikurim. What's so important about the mitzvah Bikurim? It also is to show us, Bikurim shows us, that everything we receive in this world, we appreciate that it comes from Hashem. We give Him back HaKoros HaTov, we appreciate Him HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that He gave it to us. And this is the purpose of this world. There's a Zohar like this that says the purpose of this world is Lishtem Adodoyi, is to realize, to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to appreciate Him, to see all the good that He's giving us. To come to be makah, the greatness of Hashem, that's the purpose of this world. So Bikurim brings us for that. In fact, we bring the rachis, the beginning of the crop that grows, our labor, and not to think it's all our work, but to realize it's a matana from Hashem. Now we're makayim the tachlis of this world. Now we'll soon explain more, but just let's go into the other name. The name that we midiraisa, this yontiv, is called Chag HaShavuos, the Chag of the Weeks. Kipshuta Shavuos means the 7 weeks that we count. There's a Sfasemis that explains from the Medrash that Shavuos also goes on the double lashon of a Shavua, that there were Mushva v'yomid mehasinai. This is the Yom Tov that we swore to accept upon ourselves the Torah. But the Pashup Shat is Chag HaShavuos goes on the 7 weeks. And really the Achreinim asked for a question, like on Chag HaShavuos, the 7 weeks passed by already. They're not here anymore. Sakam, we call the 50th day the Yom Tov of Shavuos, that those 7 weeks passed by already. It's in the past. We should have given it a new name. Why do we call it Chag HaShavuos? And the pshat is that this Yom Tov of Shavuos is the Yom Tov of our preparation, our hachona, how much work we put in to retain the Kedusha, to be able to receive the Torah. In other words, that on Chag HaPesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all other nations. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He made the Esra Makos. He made all the Nisam Alayam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself to us. And the Chazal we say that Pesach is called Is Ru'ua Dili'ela. It's like a Matana Min HaShemayim. Klai Yisrael was not at the Madrega to be at to have such Kedusha. There were before that on the Memtesh Shari Tum in Mitzrayim. There was a Matana Hashem like Pesach. Shem jumped over Horim, jumped over and gave us great madrigas, brought us to tremendous amount of kedusha, like it says, "Masheror shivcha layam leroy yecheska ben buzi." What a shivcha was able to see the greatness of Hashem, that mayaminu b'Hashem v'may shavdu, they're able to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu and say zakei levian veyu by kriyas yamsuf. Yecheska ben buzi did not see that. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself a tremendous amount of Kedusha, of Zekei Levi Anveyu, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though we were not at the Madrega to keep it. But the Pshat is that Hashem gave it to us, and our Avodah now is to hold on to it. Our Avodah is to work with that Kedusha, that it should become part of us. It should be our Kedusha, that we should deserve to really have the Torah. We should deserve to really have the Kedusha. So therefore, this Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's called Chag HaShavuos, means the Chag of the 7 weeks that we worked upon ourselves, the Yemei Svira, that we worked upon ourselves to retain the Kedusha and make the Kedusha dissolve in us, to become part of us, to become ours. Therefore, we could have a Yom Tov of Shavuos. Like we know, Yom Tov of Shavuos, we call in davening, we say, it's Zaman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the Zaman Matan, the Matana Teresenu, our Torah. The question is, why do we call it Zaman Matan Teresenu? We just should have said Zaman Matan Torah. This is the Zaman, the time that Hashem gave the Torah. Zaman Matan Torah. How can we call it Zaman Matan Teresenu, our Torah? The Pshat is that on Pesach, That's when Hashem gave us a matana. That's when Hashem lifted us up, even though we didn't deserve it. But throughout these next 7 weeks, these Yemei Svira, the days that we work upon ourselves, it's called Hachana, preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, that when we finally come to the Chag HaShavuos, we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it became part of us already. Now we are at the Madrega of Kedusha. Now we deserve the Torah because we're at that Madrega. So that's this Yontov of Chag HaShavuos, is the Yontov after preparing yourself, working on yourself for 7 weeks to retain the Kedusha that we received then by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we're able to say, Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, it becomes our Torah. And that Mefarshim all speak out, just like by a Zav or by a Nidom, there's Ninyan of Zayin Nikiyim, means if they're Tomei, after the Tumah goes away, they have to wait 7 days to become Tor, called Zayin Nikiyim. Same thing by Klai Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, they were in the middle of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they had a lot of Tumah with them. And they had to work on themselves to take away that Tumah, to make themselves pure. Therefore, they had to count 7 times these Zayin Nikiyim. It wasn't enough just once, 7 days, but the Tumah was so great there that they had to work upon themselves for 7 weeks, 7 times 7. So they had to make 7 Zayin Nikiyim to work upon themselves to take off the Tumah to be able to retain the Madrega of Kedusha. And there's also good that we know on Shavuos they brought the Shtei HaLechem, which was made from Chometz. The Pasuk says, Tzolis Tiyenu Chometz Tehafenu. That usually all other Menachos, it's also to make it Chometz. It always had to be Matzah, not Chometz. Here on Shavuos, we brought the Shtei HaLechem from Chometz. How come it's brought from Chometz? The Pshat is that on Shavuos we'll mekabel the Torah. We're at such a madrega of Kedusha that like we're mevatel the Yetzirah. We know Chometz and Merum is in the Yetzirah. Like by Pesach we have to mevaya, throw out the Yetzirah from us. But by Shavuos we came to such a high madrega, it's like we don't have the Yetzirah with us anymore. So therefore we're able to eat Chometz, to bring the Mincha of Chometz on Shavuos. But really there's Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah that says that v'chol ha-kabonis k'siv chet. By all other kabonis, it says the reason why we bring the korban. Klai Yisrael, if you did a chet, you did something wrong, you have to bring a korban. But uvatzeres, but the musaf, the kabonis we bring on Shavuos, ain't ksiv chet. The pasuk does not say any chet. It's time bring a mincha chadosha, bring the shtei alechem, and bring the kabonis with them. But it does not say any chet. So the Rishami says that Omle Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Mechivan shekibalta malechem ol Torah, since you accepted upon yourself the ol, the responsibility to be mekayim, to learn the Torah, mala ni alechem kilu lechatosim yamechem, I considered upon yourselves as if you never did a chet. Levi sheyesh boy bitul yetzirah, that it's called on Shavuos, we're like mevatul the yetzirah. Therefore, it's considered as if we never did a chet. And now we can understand very good the Ramban we spoke out before, that Pesach, he says, that's the beginning of the Yom Tov. And Shavuos, that's the end of the Yom Tov. And the days in between are like Chol HaMoed. The Ramban explains more there, that we know that Pesach is called the Yom Tov of Zaman Chereseinu. We became freed. But Chazal say, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Ela Mishoisek BaTorah. Who is called a real free person? Somebody that's Isaac BaTorah. Therefore, the Ramban said, when was the Gemar? When did it finish? Zaman Chereseinu. When did we really become freed? That's Ban Shavuos, Zaman Kabbalah Satorah. When we Makabla upon the Torah, like we just explained now, at the Medrash Yerushalmi says, we became freed from the Yetzirah. That Torah is the Sam HaMavis that kills the Yetzirah. I think Moron Kedushin says, Borosi Yetzahara or Borosi Torah Tavlin Loi. HaKadosh Baruch himself tells us that even though we created the Yetzahara, but Torah is the Tavlin, that's the spice to wipe out, to kill out the Yetzahara. So here on Shavuos, when we were Zeicha to this high Madrega of Kedusha, to be able to really be Mekabel the Torah, to make it Torah Seinu, our Torah, not just our Matan Torah, but Zman Matan Torah Seinu became our Torah, it became part of us, therefore we're able to knock out the Yetzirah, we're able to become Noki Minachet. So this is the Zman, this is the Gemar, the end of the Zman Cheresenu. That's the Chol Huzak Cheres, means you're freed from the Yetzirah, that's Mishoisek Batorah. Because a freed person means he's working for himself. When a person listens to the Yetzirah and works for him, he's not working for himself, he's only getting punished. But when a person gets rid of his Yetzirah, he becomes freed from the Yetzirah through the Kabbalah Satorah, then whatever he does is called working for himself, and everything he does is only his own gain, the Torah, the mitzvahs, without you bezeichet olam haba, that's called real schar. So the Gemara of Zaman Cheresenu, that's with the Kabbalah Satorah on Shavuos. Now really, Chag HaShavuos, the Zaman Kabbalah Satorah, the Inyan to Mekabel the Torah, it's not only on Chag HaShavuos. Now this is the famous Teres Dachreinim ask, how come the Torah doesn't mention Shavuos to be a Zaman Kabbalah Satorah? The Torah doesn't mention a word about Kabbalah Satorah. We say in Davening Zaman Kabbalah Satorah. How come though in the Torah doesn't mention it? So Kliyoka once said, because the Torah wouldn't mention it on Chag HaShavuos as a Zaman Kabbalah Satorah, a person would think it could only be Mekabel the Torah once a year on Chag HaShavuos. And that's not true. Every single day of the year, whenever we learn Torah, it's always supposed to be kechadoshois, kilo nitno, kilo kiblu, hayom har Sinai. So if the Torah doesn't want to mention it, as if to say, every single day of the year, really could be mekabel the Torah and knock out the Yetzirah. I realize it's a little rem, as we know, the other Yom Tovim, Sukkis, Pesach, has 7 days to it. There's 7 days of Yom Tov. And there's a Zaman of Tashlumim. If you didn't bring the korban the first day, you could bring the korban the next day. The third day is a tashlumim of 7 days of Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. Shavuos, we know, midirais is only 1 day, but still there's a loch of tashlumim. If you did not bring the korban chagiga on Yom Tov on the first day, you could bring it for the next 7 days. So it has a tashlumim. But interesting, the tashlumim of Shavuos is Yemei HaChol. The Yom Tov is only 1 day. How come the Yom Tov doesn't extend for 7 days? All right, we just explained according to Ramban, it wouldn't be such a kasha, because really Shavuos is like the Atzeres of Pesach, it's the end of Pesach. But still, so someone explained that the Pshat is, that teaches this Inyan, that the Inyan of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah, is not only on Yom Tov itself, it could even be Bimei HaChol, could even be throughout the whole year, you can mekabel upon yourself the Kedusha Satorah to be knock out the Yetzirah. So therefore, it's interesting why the Tashlumim of the Kabbonis HaShavuos could even be brought to Yemei HaChol to teach us this Inyan even throughout the whole year. On Yemei HaChol, a weekday, also we could be Mekabel the Torah. Now we know by Chag HaShavuos, Klal Yisrael came to the great Madrega, and the way we're explaining it now was only after 7 weeks of real work of Achonam that they came to the Madrega where they said, Naaseh V'Nishma. That the Gemara in Shabbos talks about this. One Gemara there says in Peites Amabez that Bishor Shagdim Lefanecha Nasal Lenishma, when Klal Yisrael was about to accept the Torah, and they said, Nasa, first we will do whatever you tell us, Hashem, and then Nishma, then we'll try to understand it. So then the Pasuk says, Korosilam Bini Bukhari Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael got ashamed, Bonim. We are now considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now Bini Bukhari Yisrael. Another Chazal say that Bishor Shekdimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma, when Klal Yisrael came to this great Madrega to be able to say Nasa V'Nishma, Yotzes Abaskol, a Baskol came out, like a Nevuah came out, the Yomel and told Klal Yisrael, Migila Lefot Labonai Rozeh, who uncovered to my children this private thing, Shemalchei Hashoros Mishtam Shemboi. This is a lashon the way Malachim talk. And the Mashal explains that the difference between a Malach and a person is that a person has a Yetzirah. And therefore, when he has to do a mitzvah, he has two ways. He can think about doing it. The Yetzirah Tov tells you to do it. But there's a Yetzirah inside you that tells you to not do it. So when a person does a mitzvah, like there's something holding him back, he has the Yetzirah there. Mashal came by Malachim. When they go to do mitzvahs, they don't have a Yetzirah. So when they hear the Dvar Hashem, they get up and they jump and they do it. They don't have any second thought. There's nothing to stop them. They just jump. So that's what the Gemara means, that Klai Yisrael came to the Madrega Malachim when they said, Naseh v'nishma, means Naseh, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to jump and do it. We're not going to think twice, we're not going to have any Yetzirah with us, we're going to knock out the Yetzirah, like we're just saying. With the Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Barosi Torah Tavlin Loi, that knocks out the Yetzirah. So Klai Yisrael came to such a high madrega by Shavuos, they were mekabel the Torah to say Naseh, that whatever you say, we're just going to go and do it right away. There's not going to be any double thoughts. We're not going to think about it. Yes, no. We're just going to run to do it. So they came then to the madrega of Malachim. That's the way Malachim talk. Migilu Labonai Rozeh Shemalchi Ashoros Mishtam Shemboi. So this is the Chag HaShavuos that Klai Yisrael came to tremendous hakorah to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yikar Einoid Milvadoi. We only have one purpose in this world, and that's to serve Hashem, to do His mitzvahs, to mekabel His Torah, and to give Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore it's very good now. Why we call this Yom Tov again, Chag HaShavuos, is the Chag of the Weeks, meaning that how did we come to such a madrega that even though Hashem gave it to us for present on Pesach, but we didn't just leave it alone, but we stayed with it and we worked on ourselves now for 7 weeks, and we came to the madrega of Naseh v'Nishma to be able to mekabel the Torah completely. And that's why Chazal called Lashon of Atzeres, means we stayed with the Kedusha for 7 weeks. We didn't leave it alone, but we worked on it until finally we called it Zaman Matan Torah Seinu, that it became our Torah, because we worked so hard. And now it's very good, this thing of Bikurim, this is the site of Bikurim also, like we said before. The whole world was created Bishvil the Mitzvah Bikurim. The Jew has to realize everything we do, whatever we receive, whatever we get, only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Bikurim, the first crop of the Shiva Saminim, the special Minim. Give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring it to the Mizbech, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, give it to the Kayin. If the show, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're appreciating, we're thanking and realizing how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and you come to the Madrega of Naseh v'Nishma. We just want to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. That's the meaning of Chag HaKetzir also. The Chag HaKetzir means it's the Yom Tov of cutting down the wheat, meaning that now we cut down the new wheat and we don't just keep it for ourselves and use it for ourselves, but the first thing we do right away is go bring a Mincha Chadosha. We right away give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show this HaKadosh HaTov. And that even started with the Omer. That the Omer was also the Reishis, that was the first cutting down of the barley that was brought on the for their Mincha, the Mincha Soima. So the beginning of Pesach and until the end of Shavuos, we're all Isaac in this Inyan of being Mekar of ourself to come to this great Madrega of Naseh v'Nishma. That whatever Hashem does, we'll do right away, because we realize everything we have only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore this Chag HaShavuos is a Yom Tov of the 7 weeks of preparation, that we come now to the Zaman Kabbalas HaTorah, what tremendous Simcha a Jew should have on Chag HaShavuos. That we know in the Torah, it doesn't say Simcha by Pesach, but the first time it says Simcha is by Chag HaShavuos. True, by Sukkot is a ribui of a Samat v'chagecha, or marba more Simcha. But the first place the Torah says Simcha is on Chag HaShavuos, because this is the tremendous Simcha, the best Simcha you can have, is you come to a realization that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to be Makit Toiv and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us His Torah, gave us this great Matana, the great present, the Torah. We come to appreciate the Torah. That's the biggest Simcha a Jew can have. Therefore, Shavuos Tak is a Zaman of Simcha, a Zaman Kabbalas HaTorah. It's a Zaman when we came to our Tachlis, came to our highest Madrega of Kedusha by saying Naseh v'Nishma. And this is also pshat in the Gemara in Psochem and Daf Peichesam Abeis, that the Gemara says, HaKol Moidim, everybody agrees, B'Yatzeres, again, Chazal always called this Yom Tov Atzeres, Debina Nami Lachem, that we have to eat, we have to enjoy ourselves on Chag HaShavuos. My time of the Gemara says, what's the reason? Because it's a Yom SheNitnu Boi Torah. This is the day the Torah was given. And really, it's not. It's very hard to understand this Gemara. Like on a regular Yom Tov, it's a machlokes. One man, the other says, if you want, it could be Kul Hashem. You want, you rely to fast on Yom Tov, you can make it Kul Hashem. But on the Chag HaShavuos and Atzeres, everybody agrees, no, you have to eat. And what's the reason why? Because this is the day the Torah was given. It should be just the opposite. The day the Torah was given, so spend the whole day learning the Torah, only be Yosek in Kedush and Ruchnias. How come today you have to have Lochem? And the Pshat is like we say now, that the Yisoid of Torah is that we appreciate everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to appreciate the Gashmias also. We have to appreciate the Lechem, the food we have, that every single thing we receive in this world only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Adarabba, we have to enjoy this world. We have to enjoy the eating. But just we have to realize that it's a matana that Hashem gives us, and therefore we have to be makatoiv and appreciate and go back to be oivet Hashem. The same meaning is on Shabbos also. Shabbos is the end of Oynik Shabbos, to enjoy yourself, to have Gashmius on Shabbos. Because the Pshat is Shabbos is the Yom HaKadusha, and therefore this is the day we could appreciate, to realize it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll go back and say Shirish Rishish Baruchas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chag HaShavuos also, if this is the day the Torah was given, this is the day we received it, we came to the realization of Ein Oid Movadoi, Nasa v'nishma, therefore we should use the Gashmias and enjoy it. But to understand, to realize that these are matonis that Hashem gave us, just like the Bikurim, to take the first crop and bring it to Hashem, but then you're allowed to enjoy your crop. Because you have to realize it's a matonah from Hashem. And that's the tachlis of this world, to realize that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, turn over. We'll have another shmuz on the other side.